What a good fit this is. Dongovan is at Legacy Liquors today from 5 to 7 getting his drink on. He'll be there with Ticket Chicks in the Colony today from 5 to 7 to celebrate the product launch of Espada Premium Tequila. Legacy Liquors is located off 121 in the Colony between Spring Creek and Plano Parkway. Come by and try free samples of Espada Tequila.
Is that Turtles Tequila?
No, what was that called?
Avion.
Avion. No, this is Espada Tequila. And you can register to win ticket prizes. I bet those are
bumper
awesome.
Bumper stickers.
Mm-hmm, an old football.
Whatever they cleaned out of this closet up here at Maple.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with this crap? I don't know. Give it to Donovan to give away.
There is some crap in a closet in the back sales room that's got some interesting stuff in it that I've been rifling through.
I want to rifle in this next break.
Well, that's where I found the head of George Dunham from the bobblehead doll.
It's not really a keepsake there, Danny.
Hey, and look
joining
who this
us
is.
Now is my life partner and good
no,
time
he was my life
friend.
Partner first.
I was Dave's first, but our lives together ended after about 10 years.
And we're all better for it.
Yes.
But yes, it is the morning muser, Gordon, Todd, Fred, Keith.
That's right. I'm always up here. Always up here.
You've been up here a lot this week.
I have. Been getting ready for the big move. Had to get my Fender passport out
And your Charlie Chaplin picture.
So this is your here. Final is. Sweep of your cubicle area?
This is it.
Now, you guys share a cube.
We do.
Mm-hmm. And pubes. Cubes and pubes. What's up, brah? You and me? Like old times? Let's do this.
You both shave into the same wastebasket?
Yeah. And then we mix them together.
And sprinkle it on a Sunday. Just... Oh, God, we're becoming one.
This is the worst idea ever. Here, I want you to have this as a memento of our time here together at Maple.
Thank you.
Describe to the listener what you have.
I have George's head.
Yeah. His mushroom
just,
head?
You just gave me head of George Dunham.
Right.
From a bobblehead.
Which was ripped off of a bobblehead doll.
Right.
Angrily.
Did you rip it off of there, or was it just...
No, it was just laying around. It was laying around in that storage room I was telling you about. There's a bunch of crap.
So all you
back
guys,
there.
Have both of you guys vultured around here?
I need to. I need to come away with a memento, like, you know, the last game at Yankee Stadium when people were ripping out seats and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to come away with something today.
There are two overhead projectors stuck in a closet that would look fantastic in my home.
Just some ambient lighting.
Yeah.
They're probably really out of date.
Yeah, but I mean, what are we going to do with an overhead projector now that you have...
Sell it to Somalians.
P-Point, or what is the PowerPoint? We have that.
Keynote.
Yeah,
whatever.
We don't need overhead projectors. I would love to have one.
Okay. Well,
so why don't we take... I'll steal that.
Because it's theft. Danny.
You can have one of the TVs, one of our awesome TV sets from 1988.
Right, nice 27-inch Toshiba.
I want the TV tree.
The Elvis tree of televisions.
Yes, look at that thing.
Yeah, it's four TVs mounted on arms with a center post that's bolted into the floor.
It's a little dated.
Yeah. It looks like the Cars Heartbeat City Tour, 1986.
Or that disused bar or video parlor that Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers found in the middle of the desert.
Oh, and you got lucky?
Yeah.
That's a good video. Remember watching that video a lot back in the day.
When was the last time you sat down and watched videos?
Like, turned on a video TV show?
You watch them on YouTube.
Watch them, like, if there's nothing on television, you can flip over to VH1 Classic, and they have, like, late at night, all the 80s metal... bad music videos that you can ever imagine.
That's nostalgia trolling. I'm talking about like actually, hey, I want to watch music videos.
I don't know where to find new videos.
Yeah, I don't either.
There's a pretty good channel called Audience that's on DirecTV, and they run a lot of concerts and stuff, but not actual like modern current music videos.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people even really, I guess they make them still, right?
Yeah, but what's the outlet for them?
YouTube, the internet.
You think they just make it direct to internet?
Yeah, and it's kind of a trend. They start putting nudity and crazy stuff, because that couldn't possibly be aired on MTV,
like girls on film type stuff.
Yeah, just because they can.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's, you know, they control the distribution of it, and it's not censored on the internet, they push the envelope.
What year was it when MTV went lifestyle programming as opposed to video programming? Was it around late 80s or early 90s?
I think it was probably like 92. 91? It was when Real World came along.
Yeah, right. Real World and Beavis and Butthead were kind of...
Yeah, those were the two.
The two that...
True story!
And now, can you even turn on MTV?
You got to watch MTV 2 to watch videos.
Really?
I mean, they may have like a countdown show or like a new release show or something on regular MTV. I don't know. I've never watched.
That was the ultimate time waste as a middle schooler was MTV, man. Oh,
yeah. Coming home from school.
And just hours and hours. And you watch the same ones over and over.
Same
you didn't
videos.
Care.
Remember Greg Ken Jeopardy you
lost
coming on?
I lost on Jeopardy.
Well, I get confused whether which one's the Weird Al one and... Which
Our
was
Loves
the
in Jeopardy. Yeah,
Our that. Loves in Jeopardy. And that had the...
Abracadabra by Steve Miller Band. Oh. That got played a bunch.
The Tubes.
Yeah. She's a... What is it? She's a beauty?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can't hear.
Photograph.
Oh, God.
You don't have working headphones either?
I've got headphones. I just don't have the little nipple.
Oh, yeah. The converter.
You got to have the nipple converter.
You have to have the Courage. Magnum condom for the...
Right.
The pin.
Yeah.
I hate... broadcasting without headphones on.
It's tough.
It's the most confusing thing. Like when I was sitting in here with you in the hard line the other day.
Yeah, you couldn't hear. I was trying to talk to you and you're like, what?
Yeah.
What's happening?
I'm like trying to figure out what Danny said from the context of the laughter from Corby or something, you know. And just
maybe the bleed over right. Since there are no doors. Oh, you're a sweet man that I want to put on me.
Machine just brought Danny a nipple for his headphones.
Thank you for your nipple, Machine.
And he also brought me Yu Darvish quotes.
Machine is quite useful.
He's a go-getter.
Unlike myself. I haven't been useful in 10 years, Gordon.
Wow.
Yeah, it's because of the AIDS.
Mm. I need AIDS.
I have AIDS in my mouth.
You need AIDS to slim down?
Yeah.
Well, now that they have the Magic Johnson pills, I mean... what's the downside to getting AIDS?
Magic
Seriously.
Johnson actually
giving
got,
it to somebody else?
He actually got fatter.
Yeah, that's
after
the,
he
yeah,
got
that's
AIDS.
True. That's true.
Yeah, I don't need you I don't want, need Magic Johnson AIDS.
Yeah, you want the AIDS that'll take you to the brink of destruction.
You need Freddie Mercury AIDS without
yeah,
all the death.
Yeah, that's the good one. Mm-hmm. The good AIDS.
Ask somebody if they ever tell you they're HIV positive. Ask them if they have the good AIDS or the bad
do
AIDS.
Do you have the Freddie Mercury AIDS or the Magic Johnson AIDS?
Do you have the AIDS that makes you hot for a little while before the whole end run? But... or do you have the Magic Johnson ones where you bloat and then own theaters?
And start talk shows.
Yeah. And chicken finger restaurants.
Right. Yeah, I don't
or
think
other
he's
places.
Starting health food places. You think at Magic Johnson theaters it was only gourmet pizzas and Diet Cokes and...
No, it was...
All the only the best food.
Local farm-to-market goat cheese.
No, it was dill pickles and Skittles.
Farm-to-table. And cotton candy.
Why do you say that, Dave?
Is that what? Why would you say that?
I don't know.
Have you ever noticed?
Hey, I worked at a movie theater. There are really and truly there are differences between the ethnicities and how people eat.
Yes, because the brother will go to the movie and look at that as not only an opportunity to catch a current film, but to have dinner.
Well, I don't know about
I think,
that.
I think
it's
that's
true.
I think that's more of a Hispanic. Penchant to order the nachos as the appetizer
and then a pizza
and then a pack of four hot dogs
yeah,
for just the family.
You are eating dinner at Lowe's for three times the amount that you could get ten times the better food for elsewhere.
I don't quite get that part of it, the price deal, why they would load up on food when it's so it's prohibitively expensive.
Yes, and theater. You can just walk across the thing to the food court mm-hmm. and get a slice from Sbarro.
You know what I
white
get?
People, Diet Coke is always Diet Coke for white people.
White people love Diet Coke.
And I think a lot of black people, and I can't say all, but a lot of black people that I encountered saw Diet Coke as, why are you trying to rip me off? I'm paying the same price. I want the sugar in it.
I need all of my diabetes. Well, sugar, if you have too much of it, can give you diabetes, right? Why are you doing this to me? It's our last day at Maple, and I thought we were friends.
So, when they after New Coke and they reintroduced Original Coke,
yeah.
Did they have a little starburst that said "Now with more diabetes"?
Only in certain neighborhoods.
Like where? Atlanta Park, maybe.
You know, they have different marketing strategies.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Absolutely.
Chock full of diabetes in Indiana Jones riding. That adventure riding that arcs across the poster with an exclamation point.
Or like a graffiti tag.
Mm. What's with it? How did all graffiti artists get on the same page when it came to fonts? How did they develop a font and then say, okay, let's just all use this where there's a little bit of uniformity to our chaos?
Probably was like one or two really kick-ass guys that everyone else copied.
I think all graffiti should be tagged in Comic Sans
or something, you know, that's like
New
ironic.
Roman.
And why do people bag on Comic Sans so much? Why is that?
Because it's the default font that your mom would use to send you
my
emails.
My mom emails in Comic Sans.
But what's...
And like light purple.
Yeah. I guess my point is, what's so wrong with that hipsters spend a lot of psychological energy hating it?
Well, have you seen...
And wanting to ban it.
Have you seen the website, the blog site with the album covers that are remade in clip art and Comic Sans?
Yes, and it's funny.
The white square that just says, The Beatles.
Uh-huh.
Comic Sans. It's hilarious. I don't know why it's so funny. It's really good.
What's it called?
Website with things.
Website.org.
Yeah.
Not for profit. Not for profit. Mm-hmm. So what are you guys doing? Nothing. Are we on the air now?
Yeah.
I don't have headphones.
We were about to talk about you, Darvish, until you came in.
We're glad you're here, though.
Well, the P1's glad. They don't want to hear us talk about that.
Hell no. They don't like us.
Well, then
us.
Why are you talking about it?
Because we don't have anything else to do.
Gosh, this show has become such a layup. It's more of a granny shot from beyond the arc, even just like a real half-ass attempt.
It's just this show should be changed. The name should be changed to the Slump and Vomit.
Yeah.
Good morning and welcome to the Slump.
The Slump and Vomit.
It's kind of lean. It's like you're too lazy to get up and go puke in the toilet.
Right. So you just it's not even full vomit. It's just kind of spit up of a little bit of baby gruel that just kind of comes down your chin and drips.
drips on your shoulder.
Yeah, drips onto your Three Wolf shirt.
The Tug and Hunch.
What is that, Dave?
Right before you rip down the shower curtain and knock over footprints?
I just started listening to the take. No idea.
Oh, we have new listeners all the time, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I guess we're going to have to reset all of that next.
So coming up next, we're
not going to do that.
Of when you need the wicker wastebasket beside the toilet and hit the shower curtain and rode that down and knocked down your mom's cross-stitch print of footprints, the poem?
There is a shadow box of footprints.
Was it?
Yeah, with a sandy picture of the beach behind, and then the poem printed on glass in front.
Maybe a little sand dollar mounted in there somehow.
Yeah.
On pins, real precariously.
Right.
And his feet go flying out from under him, and he hits his head on the faucet.
And how you were trying to pearl glaze your own refuse that you refused to flush because you didn't want to do a double flush.
I'm green like that.
He's the green masturbator.
I didn't know that's what we were talking about.
That's a superhero that I just invented.
Huh.
You, Darvish, next on the
ticket.
Would
you like to find out how he fights crime?
No.
It's 10:55 on Sports Radio 13.
I got it, Dave. 10:55, Sports Radio 13:10, the ticket. You got the rant. Gordon Keith here along with my trusty producer, Dave Lane, and board operating today. We got Danny Bayless. Hey, Danny.
Good to be with you this morning, Gordon. Thank you for having me.
Danny's a new guy up here, the ticket. Glad to have him on board. Now, you've delivered pizzas, and then now you're running the board.
What a flashback.
I've actually never run the board in my life, Gordon.
There you go.
What in the hell is that?
There was a 10...
sorry.
Why did a woolly mammoth walk in here and start sneezing?
Sorry.
Are you concerned about your weight, David?
Yes, I am.
Are you getting bigger?
No, I'm holding steady at fat.
You fat ass! Corby.
I don't think you look any different than you did, a month ago or two.
You look the same as since I've basically... It seems like I've always known you. You look like this. And I don't think it's bad. Dave.
You're big, strong Dave.
I'm big bones, so I hide it well.
Well, take off your jacket. Let's see what you're talking about.
You do carry your weight well when you... Bulk, oh boy, that's so beautiful.
I didn't mean pull up your shirt.
We don't need to see that.
I meant just the jacket.
Yeah.
T-shirt.
Gross! You could hide things in his belly button.
What's the heaviest you've ever been?
Have you ever been 300?
No. Probably the heaviest 400? I've ever... No.
Probably the heaviest... I thought he was asking, have you ever gotten down to 300?
Probably the heaviest I've ever been was like 265.
Damn!
Oh, my God.
I'm
that's
like... I'm like 255 right now.
That's like Nate Newton.
No, it's not.
You're 255?
Right now, yeah. I would love to be like 220, 215.
And you're what? Like, not... Are you taller than me? You're about 6'2", though,
six,
right?
6'2", yeah. 6'3".
I'm the same height as you guys.
Yeah.
Well, how much... Well, have you ever been under 200 in like, your adult life? I want to say when I first started hanging out with you, when you had the Prince Valiant haircut, you were probably about 195, right?
I think at that point I was over 200. The only time in my adult life I remember being under 200, I hit like 198 for like a day when I was...
Then you ballooned right back up to 240.
I was like, success! And then, raw,
And you ate your bed.
Yeah, I ate a mattress.
Ate my nightstand.
Ate my fence.
So, you want to get down to what, 215?
Yeah. I'd love to lose 50 pounds, 40
pounds. When was the last time you were, like, at a weight that you enjoyed?
Where you felt sexy and beautiful.
Where you felt worthy of a woman's love.
I guess it was 3 years ago now that I ran the White Rock.
Uh-huh.
And I probably was 215, 220 at that time.
You felt good about yourself, didn't you?
Yeah, but I was also running, you know, 20 miles a week.
Mm-hmm.
Now I run 5 seconds a week.
Now you run to the Taco Bell and back.
Right.
Are you trying to fill a void in your life with food?
Yeah, maybe.
See, alcohol tends to work better for me.
Uh-huh. There's empty calories in that, too.
That horrible empty feeling of being alone and not worthy of love.
You feel like people actually love you.
Yeah.
Drink alcohol, and you'll feel like they loved you after drink number two.
Uh-huh.
But then after drink number three, you realize that you're worse than you were even when you were sober.
Yeah.
You feel less love.
But then after drink number five, six, and seven, you don't even remember, so it doesn't matter anyway.
You don't care.
See, that's the better way, Dave. Don't resort to cupcakes.
See, I'm both. I'll emotionally eat and emotionally drink. So I got the double whammy.
Or do you emotionally eat after you're drunk?
I'm just sitting there.
That's the thing.
I'm just sitting there with a cupcake, just dousing it with vodka, just eating it, just crying.
Vodka cupcakes?
Yeah, vodka cupcakes. And
that's where you get fat.
Queso enemas.
That's where you get giant and fat is when you know, go out drinking.
Hey, let's go somewhere. Let's get something to eat. Let's the snuffer's let's still
get,
open.
Hey, you guys want to get breakfast?
Let's get
slice. No, let's go to IHOP.
Let's go. It's so fun to go to IHOP because when there's a kid, it's going to be fun as adults.
And then, oh, my God. I got hoodwinked into going to IHOP one night with a group of friends after bowling.
Mm-hmm.
Worst possible experience ever.
Why?
It was terrible.
I've had great meals there.
Last time I went, I was not in, this was years ago, but I was not in the best shape I've ever been in. And we got seated right next to a booth of cops having their breakfast.
Oh my. Did you throw up on your smiley face pancake?
Just vomit.
Don't look over here. Don't you look at me. Don't look at me, pig.
You freaking cops. You're just exhaling THC all over them. The breathalyzers on their belts are going on.
Just Dave's within 5 feet.
They're even in standby mode. They're still picking up Dave.
They're unsnapping their holster just in case. Oh, God. And his kind bud that he just bought like that day is just reeking out of his jacket pocket.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, boy.
Would you hate to work the Whataburger drive-thru at 2:15 to 4?
How long do those orders take?
What do y'all want? Man? Yeah, you just hear a bunch of drunks yelling at each other in the back seat.
Oh, they've
closed. Are they selling Chiquitos yet? We sell them all the time.
They've clearly had 20 minutes because the line's wrapped around the damn restaurant four times, and there's menus all over the place, and they get up to the window. It's like,
and how many times have you been to Whataburger?
What do you guys want?
Why do they ask what
Figure
you guys want?
Figure it out before you get there. Ding, ding.
As you were leaving the bar, you said, let's go get taquitos.
Right.
How hard is the decision once you get there?
And then after they get the bag, then they sit there in front of the window with their brake lights on as they're rifling through the bag to make sure they got the order right.
And then they get a bunch of extra crap. Then they want more salsa, more ketchup, yeah. and extra napkins, another Diet Coke, because they're white. White people love Diet Coke.
They do love Diet Coke.
It is good. It is good. Do you drink Diet Cokes or regular Cokes?
Diet.
See, that's good, because, I mean, if you switch from regular Coke to Diet Coke, that cuts out so many unnecessary
calories.
I'll get
cancer instead of diabetes.
Right.
Hmm.
It's your choice.
Coke's a fine sponsor here, Dave.
Are they?
You're saying that as far as Coke goes, you got to choose your own adventure there. It's one or the other. Cancer right. or diabetes?
Yeah. Whichever you feel is the lesser of two evils.
Do you drink the diet?
Yeah. Not often.
What are you, Diet Coke or Diet Dr. Pepper?
I like Diet Dr. Pepper on occasion, but chiefly Diet Coke if I am in the mood for Coke. Mostly, I'm...
You're a water guy?
Iced tea, addicted.
I've gotten into sweet tea, which I'm sure is diabetes-rific.
Oh, my God. So sweet. Yeah, but but the thing is, I sweeten it with Sweet and Low, which I know is probably not the best. But then that's saccharin, and then they do the big study, and then they took it off the market, and then it came back and said, no, saccharin's fine. You'll be okay. But yeah, you sweet.
Only half the rats died.
Yeah. You'll be okay. So I don't know. But I do love me some iced tea. And water.
When was the last time you were drunk and went on a 2 a.m. food run?
I don't do that anymore. It's been a long, long, long time. As far as like hitting the drive-thru at 2 in the morning, just don't do it.
The last thing you consume is just that last bit of whiskey in your own bed. You're just sipping it, and you just pass out and spill the rest on your chest. And
drinking it out of a pint
fall
glass.
Fall asleep, wake up, your sweatpants are below your knees, where you can see that you had some sort of half-hearted attempt at pleasure.
You have a flask.
This clearly isn't working out.
You have a flask and some lube in your nightstand?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, that's the worst.
Lube.
The attempt on yourself. 3 o'clock in the morning.
Frustratingly quit. Man, screw this.
It just doesn't work out.
The hell with this.
You're too drunk to perform for yourself.
You're sore.
Because
your arm is all
tried to yank it out at the root.
Like a dandelion.
Oh, just because you saw a few hot girls at the bar and you're trying to make it work.
Squinting, trying to remember what they look like.
Oh, you're hunched over your sink.
Whoa. Your kitchen sink?
Whatever's closest.
While you're looking at those herbs you tried to grow last year in the window that had been dead.
And then you look up in the window and see your reflection.
And you just look at the portrait of loserdom.
You just kind of quit. Just pull your pants up
right.
and just get in the car and drive around your ex-girlfriend's house.
Just drive around and see what's happening over there.
What car is that?
Why isn't she home?
God, human beings, it's just the worst.
It is.
It's the worst being a human.
It really is. I think 99% of all humans have some sort of mental illness or social disorder or something.
Yes. Why can't we keep it together?
Or obesity.
Or that.
Dave's really fixated on that. 245?
255.
That's a good weight for you.
You weigh almost 100 pounds more than
I do. Yeah, I do.
You're like two Dannys and half of a Gordon.
Right.
What?
What?
And all of you. Uh-huh. Look, come on, let's... In this break, let's get
it's
Dave...
It's 2012.
Let's do this, man.
Fit.
Come on.
During this next break.
We're going to go exercise.
Why don't you guys staple my stomach right here on the air?
Would you get a stomach stapling surgery?
They don't actually staple anymore. I think they put a little zip tie on it.
Stop letting us know that you've researched it. No, they. I think they do staple it, don't they?
They zip it.
Like a lot of people are getting it, like just cut out.
Yeah, they just attach your esophagus to your intestines.
Yes, they reroute your esophagus right to your anus.
So you just
the anus.
Poop out a sandwich.
Almighty, dude. It just falls straight through you. It's like feeding a ghost.
Right.
Yeah.
It just has a couple bite marks in it.
I wish that food would reassemble itself in your stomach.
Why would it want to
and
do that?
And then when you pass it, it looks just like it did when you ate it.
And then you could feed it to a homeless.
Right.
Oh.
That would solve the hunger problem.
It only has like half the nutrients pulled out of it, so it's still good.
Do you feel guilty, though, Dave, thinking about how you're walking around with enough food around your midsection to feed like half of Somalia?
Uh-huh.
But you don't care because we're just so gluttonous. We just can't help it.
If they could attach nipples to my gut and they could just have Somalis lipo me.
You could feed Somalis your lipo gravy. Because that stuff's got to be nutritious. All that stuff around Dave's belly. I mean, it's just calorically dense.
Right. I wish Dave had love handle nipples.
Just I wish
two
you did
of
too.
Them just sticking out.
You ought to like be the guy that they hire to be like on bike races that you could ride up alongside the bikers and they could nurse the gel out of your side.
Right. Like the goo that the goo energy shots,
yeah, like
except
energy,
it's
power shot energy gel or whatever.
Yeah. Just a little udder extension that I snake over to them and I'm bicycling like, alongside.
Sure. It's like refueling midair, like the planes do.
Exactly.
But you just extend your waist nipple over to them.
That would be great.
They suck down pure Dave Lane. Gross.
I would watch the Tour de France for that.
I would watch it just for bicycling
Dave Lane.
Just those really pasty white legs that are coated with that dark pubic hair that he has all over his legs.
See, it needs to be a tandem bike with Danny on the front and me on the back. So once we catch up, I'm fumbling.
Yeah,
with
you don't
the
have
nipple,
to pedal so
I
hard.
I can just lift my legs up and not pedal.
I'll just handle the steering.
my pedals are going crazy
because it's a fixed brake.
Oh, so you're just watching that gross white gel just snake through the surgical tubing.
Yeah, it's a clear tube and it's like a silly straw.
Lance Armstrong.
Yuck.
All right.
It's 11.
All right, well, I'm gone.
It's 11:09 on the ticket. That's Gordon Keith. He'll be
this
back
has been
in the next
rant.
Segment. Don't leave
Broadcasting
us.
Broadcasting live from the Metro PCS mothership.